In my lesson today, I'm going to be speaking on the last appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ to his 10 apostles before he ascended up into glory. This was the last words they would ever hear him speak in his glorified body as he was standing here on earth before them. I may not be able to finish this in today's lesson, and if not, this would be part one. Luke tells us that Jesus led them out as far as to Bethany, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard of me." Jesus had told them about the promise of the Father. He spoke about this promise in Luke chapter 11, verse 13. He told the crowd that was listening to him, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he comes, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you shall see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." And some of his disciples asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Oh, hallelujah! And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by in white apparel, which said unto them, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into the heavens? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." The Bible says they returned unto Jerusalem with great joy. He said, "If I go away, I will come again." If it were not true, he would have told us. One of these days, my friend, the Lord of glory is going to appear in the clouds of glory and take his bride away. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.